His forum, his opinion, his show, on the air, right now. It's Michael Savage on News Talk AM 1040, WWBN.
Big lie that there's a thing called ADD or OCD and they peddle them drugs. And you think that this is all happening by accident. How was it that for thousands of years nobody had OCD? For thousands of years nobody had ADD? The answer is because it didn't exist then and it doesn't exist now. It is a category created by the drug companies to peddle drugs. Does your child have OCD? Take the quiz. And I looked at it with astonishment. What is OCD? According to the quacks, OCD is obsessive compulsive disorder. Question. Is he troubled by excessive worries, particularly about dirt, germs, or other dangers? Does he repeat the same questions over and over again or constantly seek reassurance? That's OCD? That's not just a kid who needs reassurance? Does he seem to have difficulty concentrating? Is he washing his hands excessively or taking extra showers or changing his clothes more frequently? Do you understand how sick this questionnaire is? Do you realize that the drug peddlers are sick themselves to even write this? Next question. Does he check repeatedly, reread or rewrite homework assignments? To me, that would be the mark of a good student. Six, does he have to repeat things a certain number of times or until they are just right? That's the mark of a literate child who's trying to pronounce things correctly. Seven, does he arrange things in a certain order or become upset if something is misplaced? That's the mark of a neat person. Do you understand the brainwashing here? Do the symptoms bother your child, make him anxious or upset? Nine, do the worries or behaviors get in your child's way, interfering with his activities? What activities? Watching MTV? Don't you understand what's going on in this country? Experts can help parents decide whether a child's repeated hand washing is a sign of OCD. I rest my case. There is no such thing as OCD. It's another false category created by the drug peddlers in order to turn your child into a consumer of drugs. Often medications can help. A recent study by researchers at Duke University found that a combination of behavioral therapy and anxiety-reducing drugs is more effective than either approach. So in other words, if you put them on these drugs, they will no longer arrange their shoes under their bed. They will no longer check their homework. They will no longer repeat things to make sure they got it right. They will never ask the same question twice, even though it's not clear to them. And they will never worry again and possibly never take another shower. So there it is. What can I say to you? There's the whole story in a nutshell. They don't give a damn about the children. Millions upon millions of our children are in their grip. Give him Ritalin. Then when he outgrows Ritalin, put him on Prozac. And then send him off to college where he can buy crack cocaine on his own. Ritalin in childhood, Prozac in early adolescence, and send them out into the streets, ripe and ready. I have two bestsellers, and I wrote 18 previous books, and I earned a PhD from Berkeley, and two master's degrees, and did a lot of other stuff that takes a lot of attention, and real attention. I figure who cares if they think I have ADD.